All right, everybody. So in this particular module, we're going to go over the case evaluation process. So the case evaluation process is really about those first two visits. It's about the first time you sit down with the client to talk to them, to make sure they're the right fit for your practice, and to order the initial labs, as well as the follow-up of meeting with that client after the labs have come back and putting together a treatment plan. So it's really that first couple months of care. This part of the process is really important because this part of the process is really where we're going to be establishing a lot of rapport with people, allowing them to understand that we can help them in ways that other people have not been able to. And it's going to be really important to manage expectations and to really get out of the gate running. So we want to make sure that while we're getting our lab information collected, while the samples are being run, that we are still initiating some level of treatment with them and while we're waiting for those results to come in. So in this module, we're going to first start with a case study so you get a big picture understanding of how we go through a case review process. We're going to talk about which labs to order in the first visit and why. We're going to talk about an algorithm of disease handout that we built for you to help you understand labs and which labs to order. And we're going to work on treatments to start on while we're waiting on those labs. In addition to that, we're going to talk about the elimination diet and liver cleanse. So these are two of the types of treatments we can be doing while we're waiting for labs to come in. So we'll talk about which one of these we would choose to do, why we choose to do them, the research behind how to truly do a proper elimination diet and liver cleanse. We're also going to begin to work on mindset. So we'll talk a little bit about how to begin that. We want to begin to apply some of the principles of habit change. So when people have their labs back, we're going to really be doing a lot of hard work with them. We're going to be introducing all sorts of supplements. We're going to tweak their diet even more. We'll be working on exercise. We'll be working on mindset. They need to remember to take their supplements, eat right. There's a lot of different components of lifestyle and living that we need to teach people. So the habit change principles are going to be really, really important that they are really applied well and taught well to our clients because that's where we see the research coming through around how do people actually motivate themselves to create change in their lives. And what we see in our practice, what we've seen is that if we don't talk about habit change, people tend to have a high level of motivation in the beginning and then they burn out. And that's why we are talking about habit change also in context of this course, right? Because we've seen this in practitioners that sign up. Sometimes they have a high level of motivation, and then life and things get in the way, and all of a sudden they've put this on the back burner. So we really, really need to talk about what is going to motivate you to continue to learn this information, because that's going to be the same type of habits that you're going to basically be talking and teaching your clients. So I want to make sure as we go through these habit change processes and principles, you're thinking about how to apply that to your life to grow your functional medicine knowledge, to finish this course you started, to grow your business, and to do any other habits that you really want to apply to your life. So, and then when you do them on yourself, it's also going to be a lot easier to teach your clients. So we'll go through that. And then we're also going to go through not just how to review labs. We'll go over the specifics of how to review labs in each of the following modules that are focused around the various lab testing that you need to do in your functional medicine practice. But there's a way to go over and do lab reviews in a way that's successful, in a way where people don't feel overwhelmed, in a way where people feel inspired. I just had one of my office staff went to get a neurofeedback treatment today or a couple days ago, and she told me today the result of how that lab review was basically given when she was like the neurofeedback was gone over for her. She came back and she's been distraught for days because she feels like her brain is falling apart and there's no hope, and she's really been really upset, and she's on this like been in this really high stress state because of how this information was delivered. Well, that high stress state, guess what? It's going to make her brain function worse. It's going to make her whole body systems function worse. So there's a way we can deliver lab information that is going to basically empower people, but not create this like no placebo type of event where they are self-creating their own disease processes due to the stress of the lab results. So we want to talk about that. All right, we'll see you in the next lesson.